The Medrash in Beshalach is brought in the Das Kainim in Bali HaTaisis. He brings down V'amayim Lahem, Lashon of the Medrash, Chayma, but it's Chosev Vav state. So the Medrash says, V'amayim Lahem Chayma. There was a terrible kitrug on Klal Yisrael, Kivyachal, a terrible kitrug at that very most dangerous moment when Klal Yisrael were going through the Yamsuf. And then there was the waters on the right side, on the left side, and then and behind. Those were the most dangerous waters, the Medrash says. So when the Malach came to try to help Klal Yisrael, so he came with Schosim of Klal Yisrael. So the Medrash says that the Schos of the Tzad HaYemini is Torah. Torah is Nitna B'Yemin. Schos HaTorah. So that's what protected them from the waters on the Richtige side, the right side. The waters on the left side, that was Keneged Tefillin. That we wear on our left, most people are wearing on their left arm, they wear the Tefillin. But the most dangerous waters were the waters from behind. They're crashing toward us, Chalila. And the Das Kainim says, the Medrash says that what saved us from the waters from behind was the Atifas HaTzitzis. Shteinish know the Tzitzis, the Atifa. The Atifa that you do from behind. And the Atifa of the Tzitzis is the same level, the same Ma'adrab, it even sounds like even more, that the Schus of Tzitzis was on par with the level of Torah, maybe more than Tefillin even. And that's what protected us. The mitzvah of the talis, the atifa specifically, the atifas of talis. And we have a very big agenda over here, because this is one of the parashias that a young bacher came to me and he said to me this morning, you know, he doesn't wear a talis, he's not a Yakish bacher, he's not a Sfardish bacher, and he's not married. Right? So Chazal already told us, you know, that's the reason why the bacher doesn't wear a talis until he gets married. Is we're trying to, you know, give him a, you know, he wants to be a part of the club. The club, we wear talisim. So that's, you're not getting your talis until you get, that's what. But he says, why am I going to come tonight? I told him, you don't understand. This is the one topic that our bacherim don't have a chinuchim. Okay, maybe the Yakish bacherim, maybe the Sfardish bacherim, but most of the bacherim, they don't have a chinuch in this. So what happens? You don't have a chinuch in this. Your father, the day before the chasana, he buys you a talis maybe, but that's about it. So what happens? So you come the first morning after you're married, you come to shul, you don't know how to put on a talis. I know how to put on a jacket, right? But I don't know how do you put on a talis? So what do? So you look at the guy next to you. Now the guy next to you, no, hal bitzara is if he's a Sfardi. Right? So chach, at least he had a chinuch. You know, so you like watching him, you will see him, he does something around the neck, somebody will hold the face, is showing it does, and shine. So for the next, then somebody comes over to him a few days later and says, oh, I have not known that you are a Sfardi. Okay? I didn't know you are a Sfardi. He says, Sfardi, I'm not a Sfardi. Okay, so what does he do? The next day he comes to shul, so who does he look at? He looks at the other fellow who was never taught how to put on a talis. So how does he put on a talis? So I watched him. I've been watching him since they told me which shiurim I'm giving when I was already in Eretz Yisrael still, and I heard the different shiurim, so I was looking for mistakes. That's what I do, Rabbi. So for the last few days, and you know, I'm sitting there in the davening, and I was watching. And I was watching all the people that were the teachers of everyone around them. So some people, Mamish, he's got a whole mahalik. One of the people, he takes the talis, he goes, Azay, it looks very halig. He takes Azay and this, and he starts going, cook the Azay v'yadu. That side, this way, that way, down, up, shine, right? Mamish, and then, you know, so somebody learned from him. The other person, he just takes it, he puts it like this, he does something like that. I don't even want to show you, you know, tonight's going to be a lot of visual. I saw somebody went like this, don't worry, I'm not going to say where. If it was this morning, somebody might be here, he might say he was looking at me. He does something like this. Yeah. Another person, he's a little bit more aggressive, he does something like this. So if that's going to be your teacher, it's going to be a lot of trouble. So we have to tonight, once and for all, let's see at least, for those that have the minig and they heard it from their fathers, they heard it from their rebbes, they heard it from their zaydis, I'm not talking to them. I talk to somebody who wasn't taught, so what's it say in the Svarim, the Paiskim, what's it say? And most I'll be talking about, I'll be Machnis, Edut Mizrach also, but mostly I'll be talking to the Ashkenazi Shiyidin, because the Svarim, they have to watch us. Nebuch, we didn't get as much as a Chinuch as you guys, so they'll watch us. Now the title does imply that I will be discussing a very violent topic, something about whipping and hitting, but I realize I need not discuss that because it seems to be that everybody has clear. How to hit somebody and how to whip somebody. I'll just tell you, it says in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shinayim Ches and Chayshin Mishpat, Adam Muad Le'oilam, Bein Er, Bein Yashon. comes in the morning, he's 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning, he comes to put on his talis. He says, "Was, ich bin Yashua, ich war schlafen der Gemensch, it's not my fault if I hit somebody and I hurt somebody. Adam is mu'ad le'olam bein er, bein Yashan, bein shayigig, bein mezid." It doesn't say anywhere in all of Hilchot Tzitzis from the Shulchan Aruch and Ches all the way to Chavdalet, it doesn't say anywhere that it has to be done with speed. It doesn't say it. It says go azay. It doesn't say anywhere the kalam shor. Right? And if he didn't get it, he's still not down yet. Get my another. It doesn't say it anywhere. It does say Adam is mu'ad le'oila. And I'll tell you a shrek l'chazach. Let's say this yid, he comes to shul in the morning, and he's not, you know, the people around him, they're not wearing their helmets and dust. The tefillin only blocks, as a fill, you know, it doesn't block so much. And they're not prepared, and this person, he comes, and he's ready to get him. He's looking around, who's here? He says, "Oh, it's not my fault, ich bin shoygeg, duh." So you should know, interesting, in Shulchan Aruch, it's a tough chaf. Siv Aleph, also in Chayshin Mishpat. It's not a Chayshin Mishpat Shia, but Dosh Neitan. Over there it says that a person is called a Rasha, feel if he's Meirim Yad, or if he's Meirim a string. And Meirim Yad to a person, he's already called a Rasha. So you say, okay, but he's a Shaykeg, and thus, it's interesting to Shulchan Aruch there. Shulchan Aruch says that a person that hits another Yid, there's a Chayrim Kadmoinim on such a person. He hits another Yid, there's already a Chayrim Kadmoinim on him, and you can't be Beregi, hits a Yid. That's it, he's a Chayrim Kadmoinim. The smile over there learns, you don't even have to put him in Chayrim. Any of us claps, he hits another yid, you don't even have to put him in chayrim. He's memela in chayrim from the kadmainim. You have to be matir the chayrim, and you can't be mitzarifim to a minyan. Marit the gezach, imagine Khalila, a person comes into shul in the morning and this guy's knocking away this way, join the. Yeah? So now you have to find the 10th man for the minyan. Okay, maybe it's only b'mezid, probably not b'shoygeg. About kaponim, some people by them, you know, if they do it every day, it's a shayna mu'ud. But al kaponim, so that I'm not going to have to talk about tonight. The etzim aloch is, I'll start really from, and anybody who wants to follow, I'll be going, basically I'll say the Simen Ches, and then afterward a few nice siftik and yonim from Simen Tes until Simen Chavdalet, but I'll say the Simen Ches Berich, we'll go Al-Seder. Now, the first remez to anything that we have is the Lashon of the Gemara in Brachos. That tells us, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, l'sa'atev. It doesn't say the word ituf in the Torah, ashetachasib ashtet kenzayn, but shtet nish l'sa'atev. Not in the Gemara in Brachos, in Dav Samech state, that the person he gets puts on his talis, b'shad that he's misatev, he says, Hashem l'shonim mitzvoysev, v'tzivanu l'sa'atev, and I'm not going to say yet bir or ba, but something tzitzis. Hashem l'shonim mitzvoysev, v'tzivanu l'sa'atev, tzitzis. So now he takes his talis, and now he's going to put it on, and that's the itav. And the bracha is really where we pattern everything off of. A lot of the halachas are patterned. The emes is right away. That's already halacha, which is again, and most of the things tonight I'm going to say, some of them are pashut, some of them they might know, you know, the dorm that needs a chazara from time to time. Sometimes you see a person, he's taking out his talis, he's taking out, okay, the tefillin, everyone knows you have to take out first the talis, because otherwise you have a problem of, if he's over on the mitzvah, that's a shine of different shmuz. So he takes out his talis, fine. The talis is like this. He's saying the ganze Shem Yichud we'll see in a minute, as a chazay, he kicked his zicht, he looks for the top of the talis, a good chazay, he does. And he's saying, sometimes this goes right in. That's wrong. What I just did is incorrect. There's a halacha called Oiver Lasiyasan. In the Poiskim state, Oiver Lasiyasan, meant Oiver Nish, Oiver La Oiver, not too far in advance. Oiver Lasiyasan, the Stipe Legoyim used to say, and that's best in Pashim Shah and the Mishabura, is you have to say the bracha when it's like this. And the talis is already waiting to come down. Sometimes you see a person, he half has it. You see him, he puts it over here like this. They lifts it up, it's like lifting weights. I was like, no. Actually, early in the morning, the poor guy. You take the talis, you say whatever you want beforehand, Rabbi Yisai. But then right before you make the bracha, you say, something, tzitzis. Okay, and then you go down, we'll see in a minute. But that's the first halacha. It has to be Oyvel Asiyasan. And I will tell you, the emes is that I'm not coming to say Chatushim tonight, I'm not coming to change Minhagim. Kimat everything I'm going to say tonight, unless I specifically speak out that there's Minhagim not like that, that's the halacha. If you don't have any previous Hanhaga from a Zayde or something, you have to do like that. And you will see in Shul, I guess, if you're all diving together tomorrow, you won't see this. We have to send you out and you'll spread all around and diving in all different shields and all different shtiblach. If you go to your places, you'll see this person, he's putting on a talis like this. This person, as it's in the bag first, then he talks to the person. Good to them. And then he puts it on. That's his problem. If he talks between the bracha and when it goes on, doesn't go to verlich. as a vadik gefelach. He just lost the whole bracha. He didn't do anything. If he talks, sometimes he's holding the talus like this. He's mamish in place. Al tigid. So I shake yishonim mitzvayis if it's one of tata betitzes. Ah, shalom, shalom. Can't talk right now. A vadik can't talk like that. Rabbi, you just lost the bracha. Now you can talk. Now you can talk. Talk. Right. Lost this. So that's the ma'isa, the bracha, the itof itself. Yeah.
Some people are makbet when they say the bracha to Hashem to wear a hat.
To wear a hat?
Yeah. So they're holding it with one hand. After Hashem, take off the hat. And then they.
It's like a minute.
So the Ashik Shuman says it's when it's up.
It's Chachi has already in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay. Amen. Now, the Maisa, the Goinim, because of this din of Itof, they paskin. I mean, I think many of you'll be happy that we don't paskin like the Goinim, but they paskin that you have to do a tsuras itof, which we'll see soon what a tsuras itof is. But you have to do a tsuras itof, whatever itof is, the whole time you wear your talus, because the bracha uptaich is what's the mitzvah, the leisatei. So you have to be behit atuf, which means mamish. We'll see in a minute that according to the Goinim, you're wearing the talus the whole time azay. Mamish around your body. We'll see in a moment. We don't paskin like that. The chazanish and the Goin, they went to the other extreme. The Vilna Goyen held that we don't hold, you need an itof bechlal. The Shita, the Vilna Goyen, they don't need the Chazanish went like that. You don't need an itof. In Bnei Brak, you'll see people out of Yom Hazeh. You don't even have to do an itof in the bracha. We paskin something in the middle. We paskin that b'shas bracha. And for Dalet Amis, you have to do some type of an itof. We'll see what's the itof. But that's how we paskin. So again, not the whole time. And the Vada has to be epis, but b'shas bracha and Dalet Amis. Now, what is this itof? What is it? We don't have much of a chinuch in this from the Chazal. The Chazal tell us that you have to do azoivya atifa yishmaelim. Bring the yishoyim into the base medrash. Bring the yishmaelim. That's his madrashkin breira. We don't have a breira. That's the taich. Atifa yishmaelim. Azoivya yishmaelim. That's the taich of atifa. We find another place, also shver. We find by Hilchos Aveilus that they used to sit be atifa. They used to sit like Aleinu Rachman Otzlan be atifa. It's a music that we don't have nowadays, Baruch Hashem, but Akoponim. It's a music. They used to sit be atifa. And they could, you didn't see their face. We'll see soon. And that's, it's interesting. So the Munkacher already talked. He says, we try to stay away from Aveilus. We try to stay away from the Musagim of Aveilus. And we're saying now you have to do the atifa. Azoivi the Ishmaelim and noch besser. You have to do it Azoivi the Aveilim. So that is about it. But that's what atifa. That's what atifa is. So, and I saw one sefer. He says, Amerit Gezach. He says that it's once a day, maybe even first thing in the morning, it's not schwer that a person shall have a bislach noah. And I have geheard, I wasn't mevar, but I have geheard that then, I wasn't mevar this, but I heard that on Shabbos, this is what I heard, but the Skalena, so the Grace of Rebbe, he doesn't do an atifa in the same type of a tzura, because on Shabbos, you can't have the same, Avelis, I don't know exactly, I wasn't mevar what he does, but Akoponim, that's what we have to figure out now, what's this atifa Ishmaelim, and what does it look like? So you look in the Poiskim, and I say the Poiskim, I mean everybody. From the Mishabura all the way back, the Mughal Avraham, the Graz, and all the Poiskim all the way back. And it's really coming from the Rishonim already. They seem to say that the Atifa is something past Adapeh, Adpiv. That's the Lashon and Kimat, all the Poiskim. Adpiv, until his mouth. Comes again, the Munkacher. He says, Das Hashem, Mamisha. You know, the Munkacher, everyone knows, is a very serious Yid. Very serious. All the stories that we know about the Munkacher. He writes over there, what brings him lidei gichuch? What made the Munkacher laugh? So good idea. What made the Munkacher laugh? He said, this makes him laugh. To think that this is how they used to go? What, this is what you want? You want that they should put on the talus like this, till the mouth, till the mouth over here like this? He says, you think this is how the Ishmaelim walked around? You think? So he writes over there, maybe the Taka walked around like that. So he says, no, it can't be, because they're all going to bang into each other. That's what he writes. He says, Salamai. Maybe it means Azeh. Munkacher shrived us. He says, maybe it means that one person, I've had all of the rest of them, the Arabs, they're running into each other and banging into each other. So what they had to do is they had to bring an Arab ambassador, I guess, from some other shtetl, and he comes and he's a bit more fry, abyssal. He doesn't dress like they dress, and he doesn't have his face. So he'll be the leader. He'll be the leader. So he says, so now what you have is like this. The Munkacher writes, I wouldn't even say this if not. He writes, so maybe you have over here, you have like a whole group of these dreadful Arabs, each one walking next to each other, holding on to the rope in front of him, right? And there's one of them leading them in the front, right? Ain't a darting with the camels, ain't a darting with the Rabbi Shaddai, and he leads them. He says, Dover Zeb Poli de Gichuch. You could all laugh. Can't be. So he says, I can't be. Avada they saw, and Avada this was the normal dress, of how they dressed. It can't be. The Ksaisa Shulchan, he used to say, it can't be. Can't be. It doesn't mean this. So he says, you know what it means? It means, I say, it means that Avada this part of the talis, and he writes it's a mitzvah of farsim, what he's going to say. That's what he says, it's a mitzvah of farsim. He says, it means you go like this, and I. He says, what does it mean, the piv? So it means that the part of the talis comes down in the front to the mouth. It meant to say that this part, on the part when you're going to go and put it over your shoulder, this part you have to put like that, over your pet. Says, and if you look around, that's how the Arabs dress. I live in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, and I can attest to this also, that the Arabs, that's how they dress. That's how they dress. He says, Mamela, it's Meyushev, that's what it means, Ad Piv, and therefore that's how you do the Atifa in the morning. Azai Zot, the Ksais HaShulchan, he says it's a mitzvah of Arzim. No, Vani Aymer, it can't be. Shem Shemayichel, but it can't be. The Paiskim say Meferish, Ad Piv. When they're talking about the words of the Atifa, they say Ad Piv. And then afterward, they say, after you do it Ad Piv, the first part, then you take the talis, we'll see in a minute, all four sides, according to most of the Minhagim, you take it afterward, and then you put it around your shoulder. It means it's already Ad Piv. It's already Ad Piv. The first part, the talis, it says already is Ad Piv. So the Mela, only part afterward, that comes afterward. So you see already was it should. Elamai, you'll say, all right, maybe it's the Diyukim. You know, if something is, you know, it's muchach nisht, it's muchach nisht. If it can't be in Svaros, it can't inside, right? But the Mishabura is mefurish faket. And the Mishabura, it says, you must scream at the people that they take the talis and they go all the way down to their stomach. They're doing the wrong thing. That's too far. In other words, you see this, like that boy said. You see this, sometimes you see a guy in the morning, all the way down to here, right? Even more so. Right? All the way down to here, to the stomach. Mishabura says, you have to tell them that's wrong. I got a kasha. Why is the Mishabura? We got a bigger problem. Why does the Mishabura say, tell the people at the betin, at the stomach, that's what's wrong? Mishabura should say, the people that go down and pass their eyes, that's also wrong. The Ksaisa Shulchan says, you can't even pass the eyes. It's a galachta to pass the eyes. So it's Mefurish and Rabbeinu Agodol the Chofetz Chaim, that Avada, he's supposed to go to the pith. Now, does state, how the kasha is a pella. And the Munkacha, because of this, and I think Ali Yomazer, I think in Munkacha, I think the Rebbe Bar Park, I think they have such a zach, is they have, it's like a chaloy, like a fence, that's a window. They have a Zah window. How do you know it? Somebody, I'm so mevarad. The last time I gave a shiur, I wasn't mevarad now. But the one of the rabbis, Zitaka, has like that, and all the Einikuch, they have like that. They have a Gevissa window. And Taka makes a lot of sense, could be the Arabish address that the eyes are showing, right? And then the whole face is Taka covered, not piv, Uncle Panin. And there's a window, and you can see through. And it doesn't mean like it's a window with blinds and shutters and dachmei. It means a little slit as that, so they can see right through. Aber nachmal, Rabbi Isai, da steht nicht in der Peis, da steht nicht in der Mishabur, nicht in der Minik. Rabbi Isai, I had this kasha schwer for a very long time. So what do you do when you have a zakasha? What do you do with a zakasha? Yeah? So there's some kashas you have to ask, the G'dayle Ador. Over here, I think you have to ask the G'dayle Aravim, the G'dayle Arabs. We're trying to figure out, was does the Atifas Yishmaelim? We're trying to figure out Yishmaelim. Who do you ask when you have a kasha, Atifas Yishmaelim? So you have to ask Yishmaelim. What do you think I come here? I come from Eretz Yisrael to stay over from the terrorists of Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Isai. Yeah, so I live on a block that there's a lot of work going on. So the Arabs, they work there. So my children, I'll tell you, they know the name, Ufayez and Ibrahim and all the time. So one morning, as I was walking after, it was going back about 2 years when I started the Mishabur Nachabu with the yeshiva I was giving somewhere. And I asked, Fayez, Hashem Shemarich for bringing them such treifa, name into the base major Shabbat Fayez. I asked him, Fayez. Fayez is a friar, but I asked him, I mean, do you understand the halacha? What's going on over here in the halacha? You stand over here, the Ishmaelim, that they go azay and thus, and what's the pshat over here? He says, look, he doesn't have such a messiah, have a shvegan at Ibrahim. Ibrahim is anders, it was a mafrim. He's also a little bit friar, tunabag, he's a fagnish, he's a heimish. So I asked him, maybe you could be mavara for me. Maybe you can mavara for me. So he said, he has a psalt, a zayda. Has Alta Zeta and Taka, he's gonna. He came back and told me, if I stay garnished. About the Pashit. I asked him, is this a Zach that they wear there to Pashit? Right? He has a Zeta's Mamisha Haisa, Mamisha from the last Torah, by his side, from the last Torah. And he told him like this, he told him, Vasta Shaila, Avada goes down to the Piv. Avada, what's the Shaila? What's his? Let me show you, by his side. He says, you know how they wear it? They wear it in Bidiyuk like this. And you'll see. Goes down, even a little bit more. to the piv. To the piv. This is to the piv. Right? Abay say, I'm on a camel right now. I'm driving in the Sahara Desert. Okay? Abay say, I can see in front of me. I see everything going on over here. Is that the chalas? I see everything over here. And I have to have my eyes closed, or covered, excuse me, because otherwise the sand goes into my eye. He says, you know what would happen if you'd have it like this? So he said, it depends. I told him that the moon katra does. They say, not like that, no, because they came from Anderstedtloch and the whole Mahalach, Fragnish, right? They're not real Arabs, yet a whole Mahalach, the Fragnish, right? Mamish is Gefährlich. About Kapanin. So Vada, when you have the sand going in your eyes, it goes down to here. So Bizay, if Dash state in the Mishabrua, that's what you do. That's what you do. You take the talis, the shekhar mitzvah, we'll see in a minute. You go, say, till the mouth, everybody say, Dash state the Mishabrua, till the beginning of the piv, right there. It also goes out a little bit, everyone else. Then you take the talis. This already is a pikabala, there's different minhagim. If you don't have a chveis, a hanhaga, if you don't have an hoggy, you do like it says in the Mishabrua, and that's what the Ikam Kabbalim say, is you take all the sides, you're around your shoulders still. You say around your shoulders, you take all the sides together, say, very slowly, not to hurt the person behind you. He's already on the floor anyways, from the guy before you. Yeah? You take it, say, and thus, stay for Dalad Amis, getting the Gansim Aysa. That's it. That's how you put on a talis in the morning, and without hurting anybody, and now, again, Vaita. Now, the Maysa. The Maisa has a, again, anybody who has a minig, like the Munkacha has a minig, like the Ksaisa Shulchan Vechim Mazalzal line, I'm saying, but they'll stay in the Paiskim. And I said, that's how it says it in the Paiskim. Now, the Maisa I mentioned the other night, I'll say it again, that since you see that the Iker really is, once he put it on, that moment he did the Itof, so the Halach is Taka, at that point, even if he hasn't stood yet, Dalad Amis, he's allowed to say Omen. Said that the other night. Now you understand why, because that's just a Hemshich of the Dover, and the Chazan Isholtz, it's not even necessary, Al-Kapanim. So Al-Kapanim, in that case, he could say Omen. The Iker Tzura of wearing a talis cotton for that matter, is two in the front and two in the back. Sometimes you see people, I'm going to tell you, you know, you see, the tzitzit is a little bit more difficult because it's in the trousers, so they come together a lot of times, okay? But the talis is really not much of an excuse. It should be two in the back. Sometimes you see a person, it's usually a person who's getting with the gartel, so he takes it azay and he puts it together and he dafka azay, he puts them all in the front azay. It's not supposed to be like that. Again, if somebody has a minik not like that, I don't know. But in Shulchan Aruch state, Mefurish Nishta Zeh. Shulchan Aruch state, two in the front and two in the back, and that's the tzura of a talis. Azay state, Rabbi Yisrael. The Shla, he says, Amari Dekarei here. He says, the minig of having an atar. Now, where our minig is, has to have an atar. It doesn't have to be a zilber, it doesn't have to be a fancy people one. Epis atara, because he says it's as the kerish, the zocha, the kerish that was zoicha by the Mishkan to be in the tzavan. That kerish is heilig, and that's the one that's always zoicha. That's what he writes. That actually, if you look in the Shla inside, not so known, the Shla says, Azoy b'zoy, the talis part that's at the top, is zaycha to always be the talis part that's at the top. And he says, who are dim by the sukkah boards? Elam saw this ever. Who are dim by the sukkah boards? So the Mekuri, and the sukkah board also, that sukkah board that was always zaycha to be as, you know, some of us, we do the numbers on the sukkah board because we want to make sure we get it right each year. And right? I have a different kavanah. This year, when you have the kavanah, when you're writing the number on it, and you're putting it, it's because you were the kerish to be zoicha to serve on the shtayim gilchasa, on the shlishis tefach, right? Yeah. Interesting, the Bikur Yankiv, the Aruch Laner, he says, you see, the minig is not like that. And he explains, he says, I'll tell you why. What shaykh is? Safayin is the chaylik, and kodesh kedoshim, and shchitasan bat safayin. I say, bizarre, that's why there's a cheshivas to it. But a sukkah board, what's the nafkamina if you're on the left side, on the right side, on the thing? What's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina? And what then? By a talis. Comes again, the Darizal was Yadua, and the Chabad, and the Makbid Afganish. Think, as I mean, that they don't have an Atara. And they say, why not? What shaykh is? What's more chashiv about the cup? What's more chashiv about the top of the talis? What's more chashiv the top from the bottom, from the talis? What's the nafkamina? It's not like it's a. We do have ataris, and our talis are sold with ataris. And the teretz is, weiss the chayis, that the chaylik atalis is by them cup, does the taka dechshivis, and does. And that's the chaylik that's zaycha to badek the cup, and to cause him to have kavana the whole time, and to give him the irashamayim that a talis affords. I say, besides, that's the minig yisrael. But interesting, by the sukkah taka doesn't seem to be the minig. Maybe, mitar shaloy lishma afshah, mitar shaloy lishma. What's the bracha, Rabbi Yisai? If I would go around here, I think I would happen like this. I think if I would ask Hashem Yishonim, it's voice of it's Yivonu, those Ateif, so everybody would think for a minute and wish it was the morning so he could know what he says. What do I say? Hashem Yishonim, it's voice of it's Yivonu, those Ateif. Ba, ba, bi, ba, bi, bu, ba, bua. I'll say anything, right? Abba said, bit, batch. So I'll tell you, I'm going to help you out a little bit. It's not going to work. I feel bad for you, Abba Yisak, because tomorrow morning you're going to be checking yourself to see what you say. You have to wait till a day where you're really tired, you know? And somebody, mama, she knocked you already on the ground. And you have to wait. I'll tell you like this, very interesting to read. In the Mishnah Berurah says that you're supposed to say bitzitzis. A shaker each other mitzvahs of the Sivan of the Sa'ate bitzitzis. Bit with a shva. With a shva. A shva. Bit, bit. Bit, bit, bit. Bit. We'll all do it together. With a shva. Not ba. Not the batzitzis. Not batzitzis. The emesis is that they do the mizrach. They say bit. Huh? Bitzitzis. You look in our sidurim, you will find, most of our sidurim, you'll find batzitzis. Batzitzis. Now, Maisa, in the last few years, a little bit not fair, because the Mishnah Berurah became the Avada always, the basic. But now, in the last few years, the Sidurim are telling too a little bit more to the Piskei Mishnah Berurah. So if you look in Sidurim that don't say with Piskei Mishnah Berurah, you will B'derek Klal find Batzitzis. Batzitzis that you'll find B'derek Klal. Mishnah Berurah, the Kisidurim, Vashtaitzach Ben Dandrish. But the Minik Yisrael L'Chayra, this is what I heard from Rabbi Shesternberg, Zalzangezond, this is what Rabbi Feinstein, Zichron of the Baruch, used to say, that the Minik is Batzitzis. Now, what's the Hezber? What's the Vortaka? So they say, Azay, Batzitzis is the Mashmoyis that the Ikra Tzitzis, the Ikra Tzitzis, Ba, like the Heya Yidiya, the Ba, the Ha, Ha, the most Miyuchadik Tzitzis. So Abizai, the Mepharshim, the Lebush says, and that's Mishabur is quoting, and he says it's Rav Rishayim, Rav Papayskim, he says, I can't be Batzitzis, because we don't have the Mushlam Tzitzis Mitzchailis. We don't have Tzchailis, we only have the Lavan. And this is a parashut unto its own. I see some people already looking at me. Listen, I don't know the answer to this. I do know the answer to this. The answer is the Tchelis Chavre that are very into the Tchelis. Some of them are Mardik Tamil Chacham. Mardik Tamil Chacham. And they know that if they get Shragi Kalis to start wearing Tchelis, that's a score. And you guys know what score is? I don't know how it works in England. That's a goal. Okay, that's a goal. Hey, Kalis Gishirim over here, Gishirim over there, and I'll shake Kailalim and does, and they'll come to England, they'll talk about it. Right? So they came to me on Asar Batavis. I told him before they start, listen, on this body you'll never see Tchelis until Mashiach will come. Right? But I want to hear all the raid. Right? They said, no, don't worry, we're going to tell it to you and you're going to change. Right? Sarbat Tavis, what a great day for that. Now you remember when they came. Yeah. So they come to that, they told me for 3-4 straight hours, Rabbi Zayit, there's a Sachrai that they write. Sachrai that this Tchelis, so at the end of the day, I said, no, you mask him to the rise. Most of my Kushias, they have Terutzim on. So I said, no, so how come you don't wear Tchelis? I told him, listen, there's a Jew in B'nai Brak, and he's Kanievsky. When you get Tchelis on that Jew, Tchelis will go the whole body, I'll make a big of Tchelis, I'll make. Until that Jew wears Tchelis, I go to Shemayim, they tell me, Kalis, you didn't wear Tchelis. I tell him, Kalis, there's a name that comes first, Kanievsky, even though in alphabetical order, it's okay, Ishtar, but he comes first. Fregem, Ezok Tvavos, I go with whatever his answer is. So they told me, because I told him, Shines, I go with that Teretzels. I'm not getting involved in that right now. So, later, until Mashiach comes, like is the Lashon, the Beis Halevi, bring from the Arizal, like the Aruch HaShulchan says, from the Arizal until Mashiach comes, and this body won't find Tchelis, the Maisa. So, each to their own, whoever wears Tchelis, doch is into hate, it's not my parasha now. But the Maisa, we don't have the Batzitzis. We don't have the Batzitzis, it's like the Mishnah Berurah, Bitzitzis. You hear that? Not the Bit, the Shva. The Beis HaShulchan, he's so bothered by this. He says, Hayitachin? Hayitachin that the Pasatcha, Shulchan. The Pasotcha, he says that Yitachin, the Mishnah Berurah is going against the Gans Minig Yisrael. Gans Minig Yisrael, that's a right of the Gans Minig Yisrael, and Roy Vachreinim, again, that the Mishnah Berurah said, it's not Roy Vachreinim. Gans Roy Vachreinim, he says, Batzitzis. He says an unbelievable thing. He says, you should know the Mishnah Berurah is a Toyes Cipher. And the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mean to write over there, Bitzitzis, he means Batzitzis. Maisa Baisa is a Shver Toyes Cipher. Because it's not a Toyes Cipher of a Nikudot. Of that. It's not Toyes Cipher. Mishnah Berurah says, you're supposed to say, Mishnah Berurah writes, you're supposed to say, Bitzitzis im Shva. Shva, no, whatever he writes over there, Shva, he writes the word Shva. So what's the Toyes Cipher? Pasach, Shva, what's it? It's a Shver, Zach. And that's the Chayra, what the Mishnah Berurah holds. It's a Shtikl Tzarech Ian. Whoever has a minik to say Batzitzis, he should continue. Whoever doesn't have a minik, he says Bitzitzis, like it says in the Mishnah Berurah. You don't have a minik, you do like it says in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, the Maisa, I'm going to tell you something. This is a with all the trouble I'm causing over here when I come. Are you supposed to wear your talis over your head, Rabbi Yisak? The Keresh Shazacha Liyo is in the Tzafin, right? You're supposed to wear the talis over your head. So the Mishnah Berurah says yes. Shabir says that during davening, during tefillah, you have to wear the talis over your head. So I was once in a shir, I was giving a shir, and a yid said to me, no, it's menish tazeh, I mean tefillah. Tefillah means what? Tefillah means shmeine esrei. Shmeine esrei is supposed to wear the talis. And you're trying to say, I said, you should know for years the chokah had the kasha, the Mishnah Berurah, and I never knew the answer until this second. Mamish right now, I just got the answer. The Mishnah Berurah is a very strange lashon over there. Mishnah Berurah says over there, you have to wear the talis on your head from the beginning of the tefillah until the soif of the tefillah. Always bothered me. Why does Mishnah Berurah read that? It's like a strange way to talk. I said, what does it mean? It means you're supposed to wear the talis on your head from the beginning of the bracha of Magen Avraham all the way to Sim Shalom. That's what it means. Avadah, this is an Irish kite. Avadah, he's coming, lafuke this. He's coming to say, no, you're supposed to wear the talis on your head from the beginning of the tefillah until the end of the tefillah. That says, until, by side, Aleinu is the end of the tefillah, depending on the Ashkenaz and Sephardim, and Tazman, until the left. You're supposed to be wearing the talis on your head, I say. Ad kidei kach, I sent the Shaila once to Rechaim Kinyevsky in the Chabab, I have Charotah that I did. I asked him, it's meant, mitchilah v'atsoif, koilel kriyas ha-Torah. Right, everyone should close their ears for a moment. Koilel kriyas ha-Torah. It's like there, havei chelek min ha-tfilah. That's a big chiddush. That's a great chiddush. You can hear others are chelek on that. And I saw by Gdol Yisrael, there were talking many Gdol Yisrael that didn't wear the talis on their head because that's considered a different chelek. Kriyas ha-Torah is an einzach and the tefillah is an anderzach. So those mistamah is makim lahakel. Habakapanim, there's no shaila that from the beginning of the tefillah until the end of the tefillah you have to wear the talis of the bedek the kop. Mishnah Berurah brings us it. Zeh shteit the Mishnah Berurah.
Was?
Ah, the tefillah is
Mishnah Berurah. Only the roof wears the talis on the head. The oimim wears the hat.
Ah, so I never was getting that hittle joint, that's a git. Where are they?
The question, the Mishnah Berurah says you have to wear talis because you have to have shnei kasiyim or the opposite tzitzis.
Mishnah Berurah's mashma that the word is that number one, it takes away the ability. There's so many interesting things going on during davening, no? Hey, look, did he wear that tie yesterday? I can't remember. I know, is that one? So many interesting things that are going on during davening, no? Mamish, a lot of something like all the gazalkin going on in davening. Hey, it's very interesting. Wow. Look at that. He's got, he wore those shoes, I think, last week. Right? So Mishmur says, what's up, Ben? I'm the Eitzahara. What's up, the Ganti Eitzahara? Take the talis, lazal chazay, put it over your head. Chazay. You know, Agav, the Mishmur is mashma. People don't know that. Some people, you see him, he takes it, he puts it over his tilling, all the way down there. He's doing an ativis Yishmael. It's mashma in the poiskim. It's mashma in Kentan, if it's landerish, but it's mashma in the Ashkenazish poiskim. That the talis is supposed to go just to the tip at the back of the tilling. The tip at the back of the tefillin should be like a bissel of the tefillin, but it shouldn't really go over the tefillin. That should be enough that it lacks it and it gave us the ability to open kavana. Tzadik, yafit, tzitziyosav, tomid. That's what the Rosh HaTevet tzitzis. It's a quick, easy way to become a tzadik. All you have to do, you just have to be mafrid the tzitzis. You have to separate them. That's a very important zach. Adkidekach, if they become entangled, they mamish become entangled, so then you have a major problem. You could be in a yaitze tzitzis, it doesn't have a shame of a gedil anymore, it doesn't have a zazach, so you have to make sure that the tzitzis, they're separated. Now everyone knows there's a minig of checking the tzitzis strings in the morning. And it's a big pella, this minig. It's a big pella, because the chayud is a chazaka. It's a chazaka that your tzitzis haven't ripped. So you'll say, okay, but it's a chazaka shasi lishtanais. But the ma'aseh, you know, I've been putting on my talis now, the same talis for the last 18 years. Okay, and Baruch Hashem, get weiter. I'm doing good. I'm pretty sure I'm going to look at it in the morning. I'm not going to see any surprises. So it says, you know, it's more than a chazaka. It's kimat, there's no safek bichlal. So I don't know. The ma'aseh, they had chazakas back then. They had chazakas. And so you'll say, but it's afshel avurei. There's raid in this. It's mashmin the poiskim that since there has to be that you can't be you go a whole lifetime without checking your tzitzis. So they were kilo, they made the chazal made like a takana azah that we have to have a time always that you check your tzitzis. So when's that? Always in the morning when you put it on. Interesting. Even on Shabbos when you go out to Rosh Hashanah, and that's a shiloh of carrying it, we don't make you check your tzitzis. Because them is yasei mechan the chazaka, the poiskim said. But there's a psazah that we want the person checking. I must say that mistama, there's other benefits in checking because you can also be mafrid the tzitzis. Okay? Shabbos, some people talk have a minig not to check because they're afraid they're going to pull the knot, which on Shabbos is a problem. Sure. If a person is mamish rushing, there's a makim to be mekel. But there's definitely a minig yisrael to check your tzitzis. I tell you, one thing you should do is mistama, might say Shabbos, you should check your talis. Might say Shabbos because their taka, if it gets all entangled, which is very common, because you take your talis, just throw it down, you know, it gets all entangled. and then Shabbos morning you want to untangle it. So this can't sign a problem, not of matir, of untying, but this can't sign a problem of a tikkun mana. Because until now the tzitzis wasn't a usable tzitzis. And if you're going to go and open it, so it could be Maitzeh Shabbos, that could be kedai to do. To every Maitzeh Shabbos, to mafid the tzitzis, and to go and tighten it, and then for sure you don't have to check it on the next week. Now, mitzvah tzrichas kavana, Rabbi say. Mitzvah tzrichas kavana. And over here it takes on a new definition. The Bach says the kavana by tzitzis is makiv. Because the pasuk, when the pasuk state kavana refers in the pasuk, urisa moisa yischatim is koila mitzvahs, as a pasuk, where state the kavana is makiv. Baruch Hashem, we don't paskin like the Bach. But the Mishabur says it's gor b'di'evet, meaning, you know, a person wants to know in Hilchas Hidurim of Talesim, Nipetz L'shman, Das, and Yens, all the things we'll talk about in a second, but the biggest hitter is Kavana. And what's the Kavana? I do because the Bashefret Gizok. Number one. Number two, it becomes Erisim Oysai, Erischatim, it reminds me of the mitzvah. It's a Ksava Kabbalah, it's a Sefer that Rebbe Kivager saw. He says, a Davar Nifla. He says, what's going on? The whole day I'm gonna look at my tzitzis and it reminds me of the mitzvah. He says, no, we have a Kabbalah, Ksava Kabbalah. We have a Kabbalah that if you had Kavana, when you put on the tzitzis, that it's going to remind you of all the mitzvahs, and you had the Kavana to do Kasha Tziva Bayre. And you put on the tzitzis in the morning. So then we have a Kabbalah that's going to be a shmir, it's a eating the heat, the ganze tog. We have a Kabbalah, that's right. We have a Kabbalah that a person that puts on the tzitzis, you have the Kabbalah, you remember all the mitzvahs, so then the whole day he's going to remember the mitzvahs. So if anybody says to me, what do you mean? It's not true. You didn't have Kabbalah. Try it. It works. About it works. If you have Kabbalah in the morning, so then it works. Now I must tell you, if Moshe Sternbach in the 23rd Tshuva, he has a Shaila, he says, you have this ganze l'shem yichid. Shem Yichud and does and this. He says, and the Iker is the Kavana. And it doesn't say the Kavana. Just tell the Yid, have Kavana. And he's very bothered by this. Now, I don't have a Kasha, because the Mikibalim Zichr had the Kavana. They're on to the next Shlav, Rabbi Yisai. So, but by us is a Kasha. By us, we're already up to the Mikibalim, we're up to the Shem Yichud, and we're up to this. As the Iker is Al-Habin Kavana. And it's very, very wichtig when it comes to Tzitzis for another reason. Because the Mishabur in Simit Samach says a startling statement. The first Shuvah in Mishlei Mezamah discusses this. He says over there that if a person doesn't have kavana when he's wearing tzitzis, it's ken zayin chalila, that he's wearing dalid kanfis without being mekayim the mitzvah, because mitzvah shvich is kavana. So he's wearing dalid kanfis without tzitzis, so he's being over mevatel mitzvah zaseh. Mishabur shteit zaseh. Okay. There's limudei chusim and whatnot, but vatel lichatchila, you have to have kavana when you put on the talis. Zaseh. Now, by say, in Shpeta, it talks about taking off a talus and putting back on a talus and making dubrachas and thus. I say, bekitzer, the first and foremost idea you have to know is the bachar has to know when you borrow a talus from someone in the morning for an aliyah, in Eretz Yisrael, it's morning again, you're borrowing for duchening, right? And you're borrowing for the. Don't borrow from a sfardi. It has nothing to do with the way they tie their strings and thus, it's al minhagim and thus. Don't borrow from a Sfardi. What is this? Racism as a Sfardim? The Teretz is for Sfardim, when a Sfardi takes off his talis, he has a major problem. Because Beregi takes it off. Even if he has Kavana to put it right back on a minute later. They hold, now again, it's a Shailul Halacha of the Sfardim Mamash Hol, but the Shulchan Aruch says what I'm saying for sure. Shulchan Aruch says, they hold the second you take off a talis, you have to put it back on with a bracha. Right? We don't hold like that. Ashkenazim don't hold like that. We hold that when you take off a talis and you had das that you're going to put back on the talis so that you don't make another bracha. Now this is a major shaila because it's a safek bracha, so it's mom, the svadish, the poiskim say sabal, safek brachot lakel, and some of them say, no, this is not a safek, no shaila. So the next time you walk right past the svadish, say, I'm not borrowing from you. I will not borrow from you. And he wants to give it, no, I won't take it from you. You borrow it from an Ashkenazi, for him it's much less of a shaila. Befrat, he's wearing a talis cotton. I don't getting all the shailas, but you don't borrow it from the tzvardi. For him, it's a major shaila when he puts it back on, if he's going to have to make another bracha. And we know that they don't. You see, he takes it from the tzvardi goes and puts it back on. I see it in Eretz Yisrael, because by duchening, I see it all the time. So whenever I see a bracha coming and looking for a talis, I quickly take mine to give it. You know, he's right next to the tzvardi, he's about to give him the tzvardi, so I take off mine. But that's the chayra. One issue. How long? How long is considered a hefsik? This is one of the most shverest zachen. It's mamash shver. Everybody learns the sugya shver. If you take off the talis, there comes a certain point where about it to hesach hadas. So how long? So there's a graz, the Balatanya. He's mamash the only achrayim that we have that says something beforeish, and that's where it gets even more mashunadik and shver that nobody spoke about it. The graz writes, if you take it off a beza gimel shoyes. So then that's a shayna hesach hadas, and you have to make a new bracha when you put back on the talis. You know, you read the Graz, what does the Halakha Balatanya want from us? In Beis, Lama Gimel, in Gimel, Lama Beis. What's Beis? And what is Beis and Gimel? Shevet Alevi factor Kasha. What's 2 or 3 hours? What's a 2 or 3 hours? It's not enough gemina, 2 hours, 3 hours, half an hour. What's in London? What's enough gemina? What's enough gemina? But 2 or 3 hours. Sashay Azach. Abaka Yotza, Mipi, Shalabalatanya. And the Balatanya is Gidnuk showing to Machel, Asafik Brachas. And this became Malgal the Pumid the Paiskim. That a person, if he takes off his talus and he doesn't have a Hesachadas, he took it off, he knows he's putting it back on an hour. He knows he went to a kiddush. He's going to a kiddush for half an hour. He takes off his talus when he gets there. The feed the balatanya and the chayyim. You have to say that's a psak halacha. When he puts back on the talus to go home, he can't make a bracha. I say, Yom Kippur, the break. He has a break for an hour. They say the chazanish. He took off his talus. Afterward, he cleared a hit and a hair. He said I'm at the balatanya state, 2 hours, and the gefek. What is 2 hours? What's 3 hours? But he said, "Basayif to Safik Brachas." So the Shevet Alevi are trying to pass a Eitza. So Shtigal Eitza, which Taka, you know, he goes to lunch. He doesn't know if it's going to be 2 hours, 3 hours. He doesn't know. Shevet Alevi says it's better that when he puts on the talus in the morning, he should have kavana that it should go biz the suda. That the bracha, usually we're not allowed to be magdal our brachas, but over here it says I'm in mit safek and does. So he gives a Eitza. He says, "You put your talus on in the morning. You have kavana. I want it to go until." The Suda, and then it'll be 2 hours, it'll be an hour and a half. What about Al-Kapanim? He was Magbulit, plus it's a Hesach Hadas. So then when he puts back on the talis, he'll make a new bracha. Mitanaya Tifa, by side. Some people don't realize this. You do the whole thing over again. The whole thing, you have to hit the person behind you on that side, you have to hit him over there, you have to do the lulav, the ganzes, and everything, and all the other things I spoke about. But that's the clear. Now, I must tell you, I have a Shaila myself. I explained to you my Shaila, I got to have a Suffolk the other way. Unfortunately, Rabbi Yashiv, when I asked the Shaila, Rabbi Yashiv left Shoynisht. I had the Shaila, I asked it years ago in a different Nusach. I had the Shaila, we all know, our minig, most of us, is that whoever's a talis, he wears the tzitzis in the morning, he puts on the tzitzis, and he also make a bracha on tzitzis. That's the minig of Rav of the Olam that has a talis. He doesn't put on the. What does he do? When he puts the talis gadol on, okay, maybe you should have kavana, but kavana now it's time kavana. So the bracha of the talis gadol, it's okay. That goes on the talis katan also. And that's the minig as I'm looking around. It's the minig of most everybody in this room. Okay, the ma'isa, I have a shaila. How's that work? You can't do a mitzvah without a bracha. And what's going on? Okay, so basically it's the same type of mechanism. You look in the paiskim. It's the same type of azach that the pshat is that I wear the tzitzis and there's no hesach adas to what I'm about to do, and there's a shaila in the first place about bracha and talisim ketanim mechilon shayin gaining them. So the bracha of them goes also back on the talis cotton. Okay, however that works, I ain't shod. But I have a problem. That's all good. A yid that gets up in the morning, he puts on his tzitzis, he goes to chveis, he goes out of the house, he drives to the shul or whatever, and he comes into the shul and he davens. So then there's no hesach adas between the tzitzis. It's all gleich. One big goal to get to the shil and to put on the talis. You know, you have. I asked Rav Yashiv the Mashal once. I told him I was at one point I was giving a shir, and it was the Fire Talk to Kiyidin, and it was. So I gave the shir right after they finished Shacharis, but it was too early. They would finish at 6 o'clock in the morning, and the shir would go till 7 o'clock, and then I wanted to have Shacharis at 7 o'clock, and that's how it worked out in my schedule. So I asked Rav Yashiv, in that case, I'm gonna wear a talis for an hour and 15-20 minutes until I put on my talis, and I'm not gonna make a bracha. I'm not going to make a bracha. So Rav Yashiv said, no, why do you have to make a bracha in that case? No, whoever holds, you make a bracha on a talis katan, which is most of us made a bracha on a talis katan when we were children. So if you hold, you have to make a bracha on a talis katan. So if you say over here, you can't say, you have a ganze hefsik over here, you have an hour and 15 minutes, a ganze shir, so then you're going to have the bracha of your talis katan, which is going to cover your talis katan from an hour and a half ago. That's too much of a hefsik. I don't know how far this goes though. I understood from Rav Yashiv, he said, it all has to be, you're on the way to shul. You're on the way to shul. I must tell you, it's interesting. The Paiskim don't talk so much about this. The Mishabrur, the Kimmel doesn't talk about this, Bechla. You're all on the way to shul. You put your tzitzis on, you're on the way to shul, and then you put your talis on, so it covers the bracha and the talis kot. But, you know, there's a lot in between. Now, the Marshal, a lot of times I take my children to their kindergarten, to the gans and whatnot. Is that called on the way to shul? Yeah, I mean, you know, I can't take them to shul with me, right? So, is that called on the way to shul? How far do you draw the line? You have to wait until your kids get out to yeshiva, to cheder, to whatnot. And, you know, it's a shver zach. The kasha I asked Rav Yashiv at the time was a ganze hefsik, a shir, an hour and a half. And that's a whole long site. So therefore, you have to make a separate brachan. It's not covered with talis gadol. But I don't know exactly what's the gdorich veisnisht. The minig is to not The minig is not. The only thing is, the minig is also, I think, not. Even in the case of the shiel, a person has a shear in the middle. It's not such a common case, but I think the minig is not there also. I think the minig is not there also, and I'm not sure 100% why. I'll leave it as a shtickle shayla. If the talus, the anger for the talus falls, that's agav. After all this, it's a mitzvah of farsing this. A person that has a special tzitzis that he wears to play sports, when does he need a bigger shmirah? When does he need a bigger shmirah? I once heard from a Pam Zichrein in Levracha, somebody was there and he was asking him, that is his mother, a member in the Nusach, Merkana Shabacher. He says, his mother says you're not allowed to wear tzitzis when you're playing sports. It's a zilzel to the tzitzis. A Pam was a fine yid. He wasn't a sharp yid b'chlal. How the Chacham answer? He says, maybe you should tell your mother that when does a person need a shmirah more than when he's playing sports? So after the Bacher went away, I asked Ramaint, the shmirah, because you know it's dangerous in the sports. He says, no, I mean the shmirah from the danger in sports. I mean the shmirah in how we act when we play sports. Yeah, so then you need tzitzis. You put them over your eyes like this the whole time you play sports. But I'll go upon him. So let's say Ayid has a pair of tzitzis for sports. After hearing all this, I think you all realize it's pashit that the bracha that you made on the tzitzis is a gansin under a pair in gansin. It's under a pair of tzitzis in gansin. Avada, that bracha has nothing to do with tzitzis, and avada, you have to make a bracha on this pair of tzitzis. Okay, it could be after he finishes the game and he's putting back on the tzitzis. It's only an hour game, an hour and a half, so then he didn't have enough of a half six. He doesn't have to make another bracha. Friday afternoon, you have a special pair of tzitzis for Shabbos Kodesh. Avada. I said, Bizarre, that special pair of tzitzis that you have for Shabbos Kodesh, you have to make a bracha. I say it's a mitzvah of farsay because I said it one time, Derek Agov, and people that were listening there were mamish mispoil. They couldn't believe it. Shocked. The ma'aseh does the halacha. This is borrowed halacha. A talus falls during davening. This is for a new chasin. Right, I saw, I don't want to be miskabit, be kolim chaveiroi. I saw a frisha chasin davening like this and like this and like this. And mamish, the only thing is, he wasn't wearing a yarmulke or a talus. Imagine such a sight. You walk in there, you see Ayid, he's davening like this, no talus, and no, it was all on the floor over there. Al-Kapanim. So now when he puts back on his talus, does he make another bracha? So this is interesting, Mishabura. The Shulchan Aruch says you make another bracha. It's as if you have mezuzah le'aleinu, a mezuzah chalila falls on the floor. So then that's it. You have to make a new bracha. Because the bracha goes until it's in its place. If it fell, and that's a emes ha'esach hadas is dos. That's an emes ha'esach hadas. So you have to make a new bracha when you put back on the mezuzah. And you have to make a new bracha when you put back on the talus. As I state the Shulchan Aruch. Comes again to Mishabura, Murdik Mishabura. Mishabura, every tipas joy, every drop of ink of the Rebbe, you have to sit and chip nakiyan of the Rebbe's tipas joy. He writes, you should know, even if you're wearing a talis cotton, even if you're wearing a talis cotton and your talis godl that I'm gefallen, you still have to make another bracha. Now this is a very big chiddush because we just saw a second ago that our bracha goes also on the talis cotton and the Mishabura knew this. And I thought, PK, I'm still wearing my talis cotton, but klapi the talis gadol, that I gefallen, hetzach adas, naya bracha. So to Shartzian. How do I know this? Shartzian, how do I know this? Shartzian on that page has Morgan Avram and Prima Goldim and Taizu, everybody has over there. How does he know this? Zokta Mishnebura, posh it. That means 697 simonim of the Halakha Mishnebura, the Rebbe, Rabbein of the Mishnebura. He just screamed at us, this is posh it. This is mamish posh it. You should know the Machzah Shekel argues. And the Mishnah Berurah had the Machzis HaShekel open on the table when he wrote the Sefer Mishnah Berurah. On that daf, Gufa, he brings the Machzis HaShekel. And he had it open on the table and he didn't even bring the Machzis HaShekel. And he writes, Poshit Fakert from the Machzis HaShekel. Meridik Izach, you have to have Moira. The reason I'm saying it is because I saw a certain Sefer and he writes that since the Machzis HaShekel writes that Lemaisa, when the tzitzis fall, the talis fall, and you're wearing your tzitzis. So the Maisa, the Machzis HaShekel is Mekel, it's a Safik Brachas, the Machzis HaShekel is Genug showing to make a Safik Brachas. Rabbi Yid, the Mishnah Berurah 100 years ago, he made the Cheshbon not like you. Can't say that. The Mishnah Berurah had the Machzis HaShekel open on the table, and he said it's not a Safik Brachas, and you have to make a new Bracha when the talis is dying, when it falls on the floor. And that's the Psak Halacha. Now the Maisa, when do you put it back on? You put it back on during Pesukah de Zimra, you don't make the bracha until after Yishtabach. If you put it back on, it falls off. Chveis during Shema already, I don't know how it's going to fall off. He's sitting, Chveis, but somehow he's miyuchad and it falls off. So then you put it back on, but you make the bracha during the Bein HaProkim. If it falls off during Shema Nesrei, says the Mishabur and Simin Tzadi Zayin, and after the newlyweds, this is like the most dangerous time. Azein, he's shaking and shivering and back and forth and down. And then the towel's boom on the floor. So the Mishnah Berurah says that you don't pick it up, you don't even put it back on during Shmoneh Esrei. Usually there's a fellow next to you that he does it for you. He puts it on, but he can't make the bracha there until afterward. The Shbura does say that if it's mamish such a shter, like everything is such a shter, he can't concentrate, the talus is on the floor, so then he'll put it back on during the, what can he do? He can't daven, he can't concentrate, he's embarrassed. So then he'll put it back on, and of course he'll make the bracha later on, he'll make the bracha afterward. As I come tight. Now the Maisa, it's an interesting, I don't have a good, so shtickle mahalach. By tefillin, we know it's not like this. You all know that if your tefillin move over a little bit out of the way, a little bit, so you put them back. Right? Nobody makes a bracha. Mishnah Berurah says, you know, tefillin chayav, it's the same sugya. If your tefillin go out of place, so then lemaisa berega, you put that, no bishlam of the tzitzis, you take off because you're going to be excused or something. So then you don't make another bracha when you come back. Because b'soy tzitzis, you're allowed to wear b'soy, you're allowed to wear them in a washroom. But when it falls off, we said different rules. Tefillin chayav. So tefillin, everyone knows, the tefillin goes out of place, you put it right back. You quickly put it back in, and nobody makes a bracha. Maishna, that also fell off. It also fell off. Maishna, and Mishnah Berurah brings down to give Eger and the Paiskim, the Mashman, the same sugya. But doichik, you have to make a chilek. And Mishnah Berurah doesn't even speak it out. You have to say that talis is not a davar arugel, that it should fall off. It's nishno mal that a talis should fall off. So the zikr emes has a chadas. But checking tefillin is very ruggle, that the tefillin move over. And so I say, but that's what you have to say. So it's so ruggle, he knows that he had das. It's always in his implicit das that it might fall off. I guess, I don't know, for a chassin, a newly read chassin. I don't know, maybe, I don't think it's so ruggle. I don't know if it's so ruggle that you fall off. So the halacha blive the same. Now, the Meir Yosher says, interesting halacha, it's interesting to Zach. I didn't see anyone that argues on it, but Meir Arik, it was a great yid. He writes that if the talus is on the way down, it's falling, and you feel it on its way down, and you have das, you're going to put it right back on. It's still on your body. It's a big chiddush because it's the lipol kenafel dam. It's already on its way down already. You know, you didn't catch it as a. It's on its way down. He says that's already still considered on your body, and if you have kavana that you're going to put it right back on, so then you don't have to make another bracha. The chayyur was saimach on that. I had a shayla stam. Yid came to me on Rosh Chodesh. He didn't realize it was Rosh Chodesh. He didn't realize it was Rosh Chodesh. He's having halal. This happens, Rabbi Yisrael Chleisnish. In a cholent, you always realize you're in a cholent. He said halal. He heard the Rosh Chodesh daven. And he's taking off his tefillin for Rosh Chodesh. And without realizing it, he took off his talus also. And he took his talus and he wrapped it up and he put it in. And he looks around. Right? Yeah, so does he make a bracha? When he puts back on his talus, does he make a bracha? So you're going to start saying lom de shaverta. You'll say it's a das betoyes. Right? The Magen Avraham back in them. The Magen Avraham talks about such a person. It's a das betoyes. It's not called a das bechlal kenzai, right? But over here it's not going to help. Over here we need positive das on the talus. Second, he took it off. Chayyur has to make another bracha. I don't see any eitza. That's when I found that sefer says because the machzis a shekel and it's a suffix. But Chayyur Mishnah Berurah is not like that. According to Mishnah Berurah, this yid has to make another bracha. That's Adkan, Rabbi Yisai. I'm going to be Messiah. That's Adkan, the Chelek Simen Ches. I'm just going to be Moisif now. Four or five ideas that are found, Shpeter, Simen Tes, to see for Simen Chav Dalet. One such idea is the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Maharal Miprag in Simen Yadalet. People ask me all the time, this business, Niputz Lashma, is it real? Is it not real? It's real. It's very real. Niputz Lashma is a certain type that the combing and everything is done Lashma. It's very real. The Mishnah Berurah brings that lichatchila, which means if you don't have it, it's bidyavid, right? That's what the word lichatchila means. Lichatchila, you're supposed to have nipatz lishma on your tzitzis strings. That's lichatchila, which means that if you have tzitzis that are not nipatz lishma, then they are bidyavid tzitzis. So if a person wants to know, should he spend that extra 10 pounds? The answer is yes, he should. If he's able to, but if he wants to know, is it a shtus, is it an Irish guy, it's not an Irish guy. That's number one. I'm coming to Lafuke. Somebody I was told gave a whole shir and he said nipis shma nayachumra, is not nayachumra, not nayachumra, it's out the chumra. So showing the shulchumra from the Mishnah Berurah, borrowing a talis from a friend in Simen Yudalit. So there's a ganze shaila. The Mishnah Berurah, after to make a long story short, he says if you borrow a talus from a friend, you go away for Shabbos and whatnot, you forgot your talus, this, that, whatever. Mishnah Berurah says if you borrow a talus, it's better to get a matana manas lahachzer, even on Shabbos, because Tzarech Mitzvah, it's better to get from him a matana manas lahachzer, that you should own the talis. B'dievet, if not, you're still allowed to make a bracha on a talis of that sort, she'ula. But it's better to ask him for a matana manas lahachzer. Now this gets into a very, very big shaila on the talis shel kol, arichas of the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar Ephraim and a great arichas in the Poiskim, a talis shel kol, to make a bracha. If you look through the Poiskim, it sounds like you should, yes, make a bracha on the talis of the tzibur. And that's what it sounds like. And taka, when the person gets up, and even for mincha, and he's putting on the talis, and the chayri should make it, should make a bracha. Minig is not like that. We all know the minig is not like that. The Mishnah Berurah matazich, why not? He brings Shaar Ephraim. Maybe because he's only doing it the COVID. Maybe you could say our base midrashim are different because in our base midrashim they're owned by a single person. It's all different. They have lemaisa. The minhag is nishtazeh. The minhag is nishtazeh. I don't know. Somebody wrote in one place you should have kavana to not be yotzei the mitzvah. Ichveis ichab moira to say such a thing. How could you say have kavana not to be yotzei the mitzvah? I mean, according to the Mishnah Berurah, if you have kavana not to be yotzei the mitzvah, as you're wearing a dalit kanfis and you're not being yotzei the mitzvah, but you're also being mevatel the mitzvah tazeh. So don't do that. Don't do that, you know, this week's parasha, Baltoisiv, Baltigra, you know, Golem Oisiv Gorei over here. So what do you do? Face this, you can't do neged the minig. You can't do neged the minig. The minig, I think in England also, minig is nobody makes a bracha when he puts on the talis. I think that's the chayr the minig. And that's how you daven
tin. So put his contact in the cover, but if someone has to talis, the talis...
Oh, so if he needs to borrow the talis for shachris, so that we say, that it's adai to da'achi, that the base medrash is kaifin, that they buy the talis, adai to da'achi, that everybody should be able to use it, and it's an implied matana mas lahachs here, then the taka would make a bracha. It's better to ask the gabayim based on some of the svarim that we, as far as that we said, and let the gabay say mefurish that he has wishes to go and make a bracha, that he has wishes to be koinet. But the minig is not by the mincha, by the aliyahs, the minig is not. That's when a shul got a grace of Talmud Chachim a few years ago, a grace of Talmud Chachim, and he got an aliyah there. He was a shlishli that he ate. And by the Litvak, that's like important, Rabbi Isaiah. It's a shlishi de kahir. And they made the bracha. And somebody there looked at me and he said to me, "You should tell him that's not the minig, Rabbi Kallis." You know, and I love when they tell me my job. You should tell him that's not the minig. He's right. It's not the minig. It's not the minig. In Simen Chav Aleph, over there, it talks about bizoyin, yonei bizoyin, what you're not allowed to do with your talis. I'll give you an example where it doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch, but I think it's Mistama. Nechlolin, you're not allowed to be mevaze. The strings, because man, it's kavua. You're not allowed to do bizyonis tiketashmishim. You know, I don't know. When I grew up, I don't know if he still exists. But when I was growing up, there was that fellow when I walked in shul. Like, hey, I don't know if he's still there. He could be still in the shul. But I remember he used to come over to me when I used to come into the shul. And then all of a sudden, you know, is he still here? Does he come here? I think he went from shul to shul, like Eliyahu HaNavi, you know, goes from shul to shul. He put the string in the ear. Okay, chutz from tzar b'alichayim, but that doesn't bother us. We get that, right? I mean, a cat we have to be nice to, so a little shragi oichet on some bench, you know. I'm fine. But I don't know. I think I have a different way to stop him. Tell him that Echmein, it's a bizyonistic tashmish of the tzitzis strings. Ah, shayin, das is shayin halach. Tzar b'alichayim is gefährlich. Bilim's affair, das was not commit. But to put it, so that's one thing l'chari you shouldn't do. Should you wipe your glasses with the talis? So kipshutai, on the tzitzis, on the talis kotin, it would be mashma, it's mutter. So shtickle mashma in the paiskins, whether by a talis, the Mishnah Berurah's mashma has a higher madrega, because the talis is a beged a miyuchad l'tvila. Mishnah Berurah's mashma, you have to be a bit more makbid on your shimushim of your talis. I would say don't wipe your glasses. I can't say who, because I don't know. I was young, but I think I saw one of the Gedolei Olam Taka wiping his glasses on his talis. And if you ever see someone doing it, don't say he's doing something wrong, because it's a beged.
What?
Can't say Tzarech Mitzvah, can't say. Can't say Tzarech Mitzvah. It's Taka in order to see. But Akoponim, it does sound like there's a mokim to be machmir. On a talis Gadol Zicher, it does sound like there's a mokim to be machmir l'chayr. The Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't have the talis strings dragging on the floor. Dragging on the floor. Now this has become like, you know, this week's parasha, one of the Aseres HaDibur, when you see somebody and he's sitting there and his talis, his string is on the floor, and somebody comes over to him and he quickly lifts it up. It's usually that same person who, when he takes off his tefillin, he takes it and he takes the straps. The table's there. No. He dafka puts the strap on the floor. Thus is much worse. Thus is much worse. Thus, in the Paiskim, they say a lashon like this. If your tefillin straps go on the floor, you don't need to fast. You don't need to fast. Seder, don't fast. I think it's meduyek, Rabbi Isai. So given a half a mina. Yeah, there was no half a mina that if your sitzit string falls on the floor that you don't have to fast, Rabbi Isai. You can't have a mina. Vaid, I tell you something, this is the Yiddish Hergish, Echzognisht, Avada. You know, in one place somebody writes a shaila. How come when after Baruch Shamar you're holding your tzitzis, you're supposed to kiss them? In the Siddur it says, some Siddurim say you put it down, some Siddurim say you kiss and put it down. They asked for Binyamin Zilber, he wasn't called Binyamin Atzadik for no reason. He was Binyamin Atzadik. They asked him, where's the Makor to kiss? He said, it's normal, you're holding tzitzis, you kiss them. What do you mean, Avada, become a kushla? Tzitzis, Chaviv is a mitzvah, what's the shaila? No, so I don't know, maybe the Chaviv is a mitzvah is you find tzitzis on the floor, it burns a person, it bothers a person, tzitzis on the floor. In Shulchan Aruch stay dragging on the floor. Negrorin ala ritzpa. Mashma, if it just touches the floor, it's not aser. Okay, I'm not saying your tzitzis, is the minhag Yisrael to be makbid, so you should be makbid also. But al kapanim, I'm not being mezalzel in that. I'm being telling you what's more important is taka the strap of the tefillin is taka even more important. L'chayim. Do you make a shechiyanu on a new talis to chavada? It's even a shaila if you have a bad talis cotton, the minhag is not to. Okay, right? At the Shas HaKriyashma, everyone knows, some have the minig of the goyin, most people have the minig, they take it all in the left hand, between these two fingers, you take the tzitzis strings, you put them in this hand, you put it by the lathe, and this is the big shaila, you kiss the tzitzis, it's interesting, in Shulchan Aruch state, when you say Orisim Oisai, you put the tzitzis over your eyes, you put your tzitzis on your eyes, and I saw by Golden Goyle Yisrael, that's what they do. I know that a lot of people don't do it, it's interesting, most people when they say the word tzitzis, they kiss. That's the minig of most people, but they don't put the tzitzis on the eyes. Kiss, shteitnish, again, Yiddish, I kiss also. So I kiss the tzitzis, I give mazah, I kiss, yeah? The minig is, my father kisses, so I kiss, fine. Yeah? My kids kiss because their father kisses, sure. But that's for shteitnish first in Shulchan Aruch, and I looked around to see if anybody says our minig is not like that, and it's a skula that you should have good eyesight. I think to myself always, you know what I would look like if not? I would have those glasses on it, you know? But there's a school as a state. The goyin was dafka mak benitikush, not to give a kiss. Because of hefsik, okay, most of our minig is yet to give a kiss. Okay, it's not such a hefsik. But to put it over the eyes, the chayr should. That's where it should come out. And we'll be messiah what it says in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Chav Dalet. In the last sif over there, Shulchan Aruch writes, Hazoyer ben mitzvahs tzitzis, zoyche v'roye pnei shchine. So we should be zayicha to that bracha, bekarv b'yameinu, in the veld, not just in the next veld, bekarv b'yameinu, amen.